Imagine it's Thanksgiving and you are out to have a good time and then this happens.
A total of 12 people had to be rescued after the Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket roller coaster at Universal experienced what the park is calling a technical glitch.
A technical glitch.
No way. No, mm-hmm. I mean, that's just what they call it when they don't have any idea what actually happened and the thing froze up there. Those people were on their backs, I heard, forever.
There were 167 feet in the air.
Yeah, I mean, I would be crying. I mean, there's no other way for me to say it. I would be a slobbering mess. This is why I can't really go on roller coasters anymore. I like it when I don't see where it's going. Like, if it just drops me out of something or it's in the dark, then I'm okay. I used to love coasters when I was younger. Mm-hmm. A coaster like this, the tallest, the fastest, nope, that's enough for me.
They go on and they say,
in regards to the incident, Universal sent out a statement saying, we experienced a technical glitch at Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket.
No kidding.
The ride did exactly what it was supposed to do and brought the ride to a safe and controlled stop.
In the air, on their backs.
Thanks a lot, ride. It's better than falling apart, obviously, up there, but I would like to talk to the engineers of this ride. That thing that it's supposed to do is immediately take me back to the starting position, let me out, maybe comp me a couple more days at the park and the hotel so I can relax. I won't be back.
So there's footage, too, of people that were watching it, watching these people being suspended in the air all this time.
Those guys are stuck way up there at the tip. They're literally on their backs right now.
You know, it's not the first time this happened. This happened back in 2013. Six riders were trapped for over 2 hours up there.
Yeah.
You know, I just wonder, like, who's the first person to get back on the ride after they get it going again and they get those people rescued?
I'm guessing it is the head engineer of the park. Mm. That's typically the person that's going to be up there. Here's the thing, though. He's got a walkie-talkie. If you're up there and you're stuck there on Thanksgiving night, is it more relaxing to you to see the crowd gathering down below?
No,
or less
not.
Relaxing when there's nobody acknowledging what's going on whatsoever?
I guess you just feel like, okay, at least somebody knows that we're stuck and they're helping us. There's people watching.
When I think about heights, I'm one of those people that literally my feet get tingly. Mm. I can't control it.
Let's play what's worse.
Okay.
Raven, what is worse, being stuck on a roller coaster on your back 167 feet in the air or being stuck in traffic when you really have to go to the bathroom?
Is there a Gatorade bottle in my car?
No.
Can I empty this thing?
Maybe it's not number one.
Roller coaster's worse. I'll figure out some way to get out of my car or to just get out of my bladder. It will happen. Sinking ship in shark-infested waters or stuck on a roller coaster 160 feet in the air?
No, sinking ship is worse than the roller coaster. You're eventually going to survive the roller coaster.
If you say so.
What's worse, being stuck on that roller coaster or being 45 minutes late to the birth of your only child?
I would definitely go with roller coaster is worse. She's going to be screaming anyways. I'm probably already be in trouble just based on the fact that I'm a guy. So I can get over that.
I can't believe that you would rather miss the birth of your child than be on a roller coaster.
The child is not going to remember. What's worse, stuck on a roller coaster 167 feet in the air or stepping in gum and not realizing it till you've been in the car, walked inside your house, and it's a hot day. This gum is everywhere.
Alex, I'll take the gum. What's worse, being stuck on that roller coaster on your back all the way up in the air or coming face to face with Bigfoot without a camera to take a picture? No one's going to believe you ever. And you're staring at him. You're going to survive the story.
I'm kind of used to that, you know? I'll go with Bigfoot just because I don't want to deal with this roller coaster.
Goosebaba. It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Small things you can do to make a big difference in your life. And this is the season for colds and flus. Mm. I feel like with my daughter's class, too, if all the kids are starting to get sick. It's 'tis the season, I guess they say, right?
Yeah, everybody's freaking out about this. I keep hearing about respiratory type issues here. Mm-hmm. But it is flu season.
So there's two foods that a lot of doctors have agreed on that if you take them daily, it can significantly lower your risk of getting the cold or getting the flu.
Okay.
All right. We've employed here the internet doctors to explain them to us. Here's the first one.
So some really cool studies that I'll show you on the immune system benefit when you eat garlic, of like radically reducing colds and flus.
So garlic, ready?
Good news, I eat a lot of garlic.
I don't think you did this much. Hold on, we'll get to it.
But it all comes from a little chemical inside of garlic called allicin. Allicin is when you start to chew the garlic or you start to crush it up, it releases this compound, which has so many medicinal benefits to your body, especially for the immune system.
Okay, so garlic is supposed to be good.
I'm sorry.
Allicin.
He's a medical doctor.
Yes.
Is it medicinal? Or is it medicinal?
Medicinal?
I mean, I thought it was medicinal.
Listen, he seemed like he was wearing a white coat, and that's all I need for YouTube.
I trip up all the time. I just want to know whether or not I've been saying it wrong my entire life and sounding like a fool.
So you always hear, like, garlic is good. I mean, I have no idea. We'll find out.
Yeah.
But I have no idea how good it is for you. And then he talked about this study, which kind of blew me away.
So here's the crazy powerful research, all right? 146 people were done in a study. They followed them. They gave the placebo group nothing. They gave the other group this crushed garlic. And when it's in its fresh form, cloves of garlic. But they found a 63% reduction in colds and flu incidences. 63.
That's a lot. 63%?
Right. I mean, 140 people, nearly 8 billion across the globe. It's definitely enough for me. Okay, great.
3% just for some garlic. So you're giving up some bad breath. Your spouse might not be happy about it. But that reduction right there, that's massive. You can't find that with very many things.
I mean, a 63% reduction of getting sick is a big number. Granted, I wish they would have tested more than 13 people.
Right.
But it is what it is.
Right. I mean, if you go placebo versus that, I mean, it's a little bit over 50%. It's good. But it sounded like I need to be ingesting the garlic right as it cracks open also. So I don't know if I can control that.
So you can't microwave your garlic for more than 60 seconds or it loses the quote-unquote allicin that we learned about earlier.
Oh,
and you can't cook it for more than 45 minutes because it loses that benefit too. And you're supposed to be eating daily 3 to 4 full cloves. That's a lot of
garlic. That's a lot of garlic.
Right.
Yeah, you would be smelling it on you all the time at that point.
I'm like, do I want a cold or do I want to smell like garlic? The other thing is,
there's a wonder product the world can't live without.
The healing powers of honey.
Honey. But there's a special honey. Hold on, I gotta pull it up so I don't say it wrong.
Is it the clove one?
Manuka. Manuka honey from New Zealand is supposed to be the best honey for you. Here's the other internet doctor who's clearly British.
The study found honey was more effective than conventional treatments for coughs, blocked noses, and sore throats, reducing the frequency and severity of coughs and speeding up recovery.
I think I'd rather smell like honey than smell like garlic.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, I suppose so, but I'm just guessing that honey from New Zealand, it's going to cost a premium.
I did look up online. It is not cheap. I will say that.
I don't think so, right?
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's the little things in life that you notice about people around you. You know, you're not really supposed to say it out loud, but you just think to yourself, that's all I need to know about you. It's easy, and it feels good. Let it out. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. Christian.
If you spend money on games on your phone, that's all I need to know about you.
Are we talking about, like, gambling? Because, I mean, gambling is, to me, that's different.
Or, like, apps even. I mean, if you're playing those free games that cost money.
They get you, though. I don't play games on my phone. I just don't. But I know that a majority of people do. My kids do. And it's like they trick you because it says it's a free game, so I'll download it for them. And then the next thing you know, it's like $1.99 if you want to play this, $1.99 if you want access to this. If you want 5 free games, you got to pay $7.99. And I'm like, what? I wish they were just upfront with you. I'd rather pay like $4 for a game and then never have them ask me again for money than have to like deal with that every few hours with my kids.
Yeah, they hook you.
Yeah.
You know? I don't play games on my phone either. A couple reasons. Number one, I don't have much spare time in that regard. But number two, I know that I would get sucked in. You look down and all of a sudden an hour is gone or whatever, and you just don't have that kind of time to burn. However, I do view online gambling, and now that that stuff has become, you know, more available, as different. I don't know if it's necessarily blackjack, but a lot of my friends run sportsbook. They love it.
Shannon, that's all I need to know about you.
If you put ketchup on your fries instead of on the side so you can dip them, that's all that I need to know about you.
Fascinating.
The only question I would have, I got to have a follow-up, is fork or no fork? Because if I'm throwing it all over the fries, then I'm forking it.
This sounds so crazy, and I'm going to sound nuts saying it, but you know when they have the ketchup that comes in the, I don't even know how to describe it, like the container that has the really small pointed top?
Oh, yeah, yeah, like in a diner almost.
Yes.
Yes.
I like to use that to put ketchup on top when I could do the thin lines.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that makes sense for ketchup to go on top, so I could sneak my fingers into the parts
right,
where
the
it's not.
Right, the little spots.
Yeah, and pick up my fries there.
But inevitably, There's always going to be a brush up, or if somebody else is diving into your plate of fries, there's going to be an exchange of ketchup. It's going to hit something.
I do like when it's spaced out on my fry, though, but it's got to be that container that sprays it. If it's just a regular like Heinz where it comes out thick, like a thick line, I can't do it. I got to dip.
What if there's a fry in the pile that's facing the wrong direction? Now you've been doing your zigzags and you hit that one all wrong.
Well, they're always in a pile. They have to be the shoestring fries, too. They have to be the skinny ones.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. This doesn't sound crazy at all.
And we sound nuts.
Sounds very rational.
I never thought anybody thought about that except for me.
Hey, Scott, that's all I need to know about you. What's up?
All right. If you're driving in your car alone with a mask on, that's all I need to know about you.
It does strike me as odd.
It's so weird. Who are you trying to protect yourself from? Yourself?
The only thing I think of myself is it's like they know they're going to forget, so they put it on, right? So I never know. You know, somebody may have some sort of immune compromise thing or something like that. But it is your car. I mean,
isn't the air we breathe the same air as the dinosaurs breathe?
I mean, I love dinosaurs. I'm not quite sure, but
well, we know what happened to the dinosaurs, so
that's
true, right?
So I don't know if that's the winning argument, but I'm with you. It's strange when you see somebody in a car by themselves and they're wearing a mask.
Yeah. I was with him until he started talking about the dinosaurs, and then I didn't understand what was happening.
I mean, if he just wanted to generally talk about dinosaurs, I'm here for it.
Right. Just be like, hey, you want to talk about T-Rexes? We'd be like, yup, all day.
I mean, but we breathe the same air. I mean, okay.
Do we know that for sure? This story is wild. Have you ever accidentally stolen something? What was it? Go ahead. Justify yourself. 1-800-330-9999. Listen to this.
Brooklyn woman is reunited with her Honda after a 10-day search. It turns out the car was accidentally stolen.
How do you possibly accidentally steal a car?
I mean, that sounds like a very, very nice story for a judge, but whether or not they're going to buy it, I'm not sure.
Wait, listen to this.
My mom stole their car while they were eating brunch.
Davis's mom was house-sitting last Sunday. She was instructed to move three cars for Davis and her friends to abide by alternate side parking rules.
Let's pause right there.
Yeah.
Why is your mom moving three cars for your friends?
Yeah, why didn't you get out there and move the cars yourself,
okay.
Right?
All right, but moving on.
But when she got to this corner, she took a left instead of a right and spotted this green Honda instead of this green Honda. But her keys worked, even though it was the wrong car. She opened the door and drove away.
Can you imagine?
So this is a thing about certain cars and different types of vehicles. The key may actually work in multiple vehicles. And that's even with the ignition still being in great shape. I'm not talking about something that's old and beat up.
Yeah, this is what the Honda said.
A spokesman from Honda tells us that while all keys are unique, it is possible but highly unlikely for Accords from the early 90s to be unlocked and then started by more than one key.
Except in this situation where the car was stolen.
It worked perfect.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I think it's actually even harder for the doors than it is the ignition on some of these vehicles. It's pretty wild. You know, I have a shed, okay, and it's a huge shed brand. They sell a lot of sheds in this region here. It's like a hoity-toity one. And you know what I heard? They only have five different sets of locks.
Really?
And it goes with its locks and its keys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty wild, right?
Do you have a shed?
Yes.
You may have the same key as me.
I don't think we have a key on it, to be honest.
See?
I believe my husband uses a rock to keep it closed.
Good. That's good, Paul.
You want to take our wheelbarrow? It's all yours, you know?
Get past my rock and it's yours.
Can you imagine you accidentally steal a car? I'm trying to think, like, did I ever accidentally steal something? I accidentally stole a magazine. I was, like, in a line at the grocery store flipping through it, and then it was my turn, and instead of putting it back on the shelf, I put it in the cart, and then it wasn't until I was loading up the cart when I got out to the car that I realized, I'm like, oh my gosh, this magazine is still right here in the top part where the kids sit.
I mean, and at first, the magazine industry was so happy because they sold one of five copies that entire year.
Except it was stolen.
Out, one was stolen, right?
Cassandra, what did you accidentally steal?
So, I stole a little, like, Barbie TV from my cousin's Barbie house.
Why would you do that? Justify it.
How old were you?
I'd say eight.
Oh.
She's making me angry. She was annoying me. I didn't have one for my Barbie house, so I stole hers.
Now, I imagined you as a 34-year-old woman that was just like, you know what, out of spite, I'm going to go take this out of her Barbie house. It makes a lot more sense that you were a child.
I mean, that would seem wrong, right? And especially nowadays, too, right? Depending on when that Barbie house was actually purchased, if it was when you were children, that would be vindictive and possibly expensive. But I get this. You know, when you look around and you're in need, Anna, I had a friend once. He had a Honda, lost a hubcap one time. He didn't go out and steal a set of four hubcaps. He stole one hubcap. That's all he needed.
But he was a grown-up. There's a difference.
No, he was like 16, 17 years old. Nobody has hubcaps anymore, Anna.
I mean, they're expensive. But yeah, I mean, it was a plastic barbecue. Come on.
Anna thought this was last week.
Did you ever accidentally steal something? Justify yourself. 1-800-330-9999. Did you ever accidentally steal something? Justify yourself. Mm. Why? How? There's this woman. She asked her mom to move her car in Brooklyn, and her mom went down, and even though she had the right key, she got into the wrong car, an identical Honda Civic from the early 90s green, and moved the car. The people couldn't find it for 10 days.
I mean, can you imagine?
Finally, the lady was like, she put up like pictures all over the neighborhood saying, my mom accidentally stole this car. Is this your car?
Oh, my God.
And like,
it's crazy.
And the craziest part was Honda was like, you know, it's very rare, but it can happen. Like these early 90s cars.
Well, I think when you get an old ignition, too, sometimes, like, you know, you can just shove a screwdriver in there, frankly, and it'll turn.
I don't know, you ever accidentally steal something?
Speaking for a friend.
1-800-330-9999. Hector, what'd you steal?
Yeah, it was accidentally. You know those big, fat jumbo Slim Jims at Walmart? I went shopping with the wife. I was so hungry. I opened it up, right? So we're chit-chatting. I got half of it. We go through the cashier. We pay for everything. I said, I didn't pay for that. So when I go outside, I felt so bad. Mm-hmm. I had to go back inside and pay for it.
Yeah. You did. You went back inside and paid for it, huh?
I felt so guilty, man.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're so focused talking, and I said, sorry, I forgot to pay for this.
I would have chalked up that bad feeling of indigestion from eating a huge Slim Jim, but that's just me.
Probably, man.
Hector, not for nothing, but those giant Slim Jims is the most disgusting thing I've ever eaten in my life.
But sometimes you got those people, they got a craving.
I heard that the other day, you didn't like those, Yeah, you don't like those.
It's like when you go to a grocery store and your kid wants to eat a bagel at the beginning of the store. By the time you get to the end, you forgot they ate a bagel while they were sitting in the cart the whole time.
You know what? I mean, there are plenty of people who just eat when they shop in general, but there are a group of people that I believe it's part of their plan.
Yeah.
They go in, like, if you crack a soda and open up a snack, like, you probably should have stopped for fast food before you got here.
Melissa, what's something that you stole?
So I stole a pair of earrings at the store. I won't say what store it is, but it really was an accident. I put them in my cart, and then I put my handbag and my bag on top of it because I was, like, getting hot, and I have a 20-month-old, and she's running around, so I just put my stuff down. And then when I left, they were pretty pricey earrings. When I went in the car, I looked in the cart, and I was like, oh, my God, I just stole these earrings. And for a moment, I thought about going back, but then I was like, no. I give a lot of money to donations and stuff. I'm good. I'm going to take the good karma.
You give, like, these donations to jewelry stores, I'm guessing, then.
She justified it.
Yeah.
She's like, I give a lot to charity. Yeah, I deserve these earrings.
Right, right. Hiding behind the baby. I mean, I don't know. If we got a security guard on the phone, he'd be like, that ain't the first time. All right. That ain't the first time. Like, I accidentally put my handbag and my 20-month-year-old on top of this 55-inch television underneath the bottom of the stroller. Big misunderstanding, but just two carrots. I figured, what the heck?
I can't believe my toddler stole that car. It doesn't even make any sense.
Accidents happen.
Wow.
Peter, what'd you steal? Be honest.
Oh, man, I've stolen some Coca-Cola. I accidentally just a 12-pack right out of the store. Just walked away with it after self-checkout. Forgot to scan it.
Thank goodness he said forgot to scan it. Because I thought he was just, like, bragging that he stole. I was like, what?
I mean, but this is the thing. At everybody at self-checkout now, that's why they're going to get rid of self-checkout, right? Because everybody is walking out with something. I saw a dude roll right out of the store the other day with two cases of Heineken. I mean.
But he probably paid for them.
No, he did not pay for them.
Some people, I think, they get adrenaline rush out of that.
Of course, it's like when Winona Ryder was caught shoplifting. Like, it's a thing.
Naughty or nice, you decide. Let's see who called Anna and Raven Santa tip line today. Ho, 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 ho.
Ho, 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 ho.
Santa's fired up.
Yes. Tip line is back. You can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You just leave a message for the big guy, 855 855- 855-785-4101. Again, that's 855-785-4101. Santa needs some help letting him know who's been naughty and who's been nice.
Hey, Anna and Raven and Santa, how you doing? My wife, Virginia, when I get angry with her or upset, I call her Marilyn. And this year, I only called her Marilyn twice. She's been a very good girl. And when we go out driving, we don't make U-turns anymore. We just make a couple of right turns, and we're back where we were. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year.
It seems like a very, very specific situation that they have had arguments over. Apparently, his wife is the U-turn person in the middle of the street.
I mean, there were so many things in there that I was like, all right.
He's like, we just take a right, and then take another right. And then we'll be back there, and this won't be illegal, and we won't have to put our lives in our hands.
Her name is Marilyn. When I'm mad at her, I call her Virginia. But good news, last year, it was only twice. This whole past year, I only call her Virginia twice.
I don't know. I think you might have your names wrong, but either way.
Yeah, but either way.
Good luck to both of you guys making it through the holiday season.
Oh, my goodness. I would like Marilyn, Virginia to call and leave a message as well, please. All right.
Hi, Santa. This is Tia Lucy, and I wanted to tell you that Ariana Cristiano has been very good this year. Hope she gets some good presents.
I mean, we all hope that we get good presents. But again, specific examples. How are they being good?
What did they do?
That's right.
Did they help somebody in need? Were they kind? Did they help clean up after dinner? Did they not make two right turns to make a U-turn?
I mean, I think that's what he wants her to do.
Okay,
right, make the right turns.
Morning, Santa. This is Melissa and Macy and Francesca. And Macy wants to tell you how good it's been this year.
Santa, I've been very good this year.
What's something you've done to be very good?
Help my sister down the stairs instead of just leaving her at the top.
Good job. Is there anything else?
Help her get down from my bed. I help my sister wash her hair in the tub.
Aww.
And I help her get her diaper.
Merry Christmas,
Santa Claus. I love you.
Aww. Merry Christmas, Santa. Francesca's been good, too. She's a toddler. You know that. She's just crazy. Merry Christmas, everybody.
I mean, that daughter sounds like she's been being a nanny. I mean, she's been doing it all.
She's a good big sister.
Right,
that's what
right.
she is.
Didn't
she's
abandon
them
at the top of the stairs. That's a big one.
She was like, you know what? I could have left my baby sister at the top of the stairs and just seen what happens.
Any one of us with siblings has done that.
Roll those dice all day long. But I helped her down. In the bathtub, I helped her wash her hands so she wasn't gross and dirty.
Very nice.
You know my baby sister, she's so sticky.
Yeah.
You know?
They always are.
All right, it's your turn now. Let Santa know who's been naughty and who's been nice. And give examples too. 855-785-4101. Again, that's 855-785-4101. What is the orange peel theory? And can it really test whether or not you're in a good relationship with someone, somebody that actually cares about you? You know, Raven, every once in a while, these TikTok things go viral. And I think to myself, who are these people that made it up? And is there any science behind it?
Sometimes it seems absolutely ridiculous, but other times a very simple concept can also reveal something that's pretty true.
All right, so here's what it is.
Everybody's talking about the orange peel theory. If you don't know what that is, the orange peel theory basically describes when your partner does an act of service for you that's something that you are perfectly capable of doing on your own. And this is for really small stuff, like, for example, peeling an orange.
So this is essentially asking your significant other or your partner or whoever to do something for you that there's no reason in the world why you can't just do it for yourself.
Right.
Like peel an orange. Right. So Raven and I thought we would put it to the test and we would ask our partners, our spouses, if they would peel an orange for us. Now, Raven, you made a vital mistake right off the bat.
What did I do?
Here we go.
Baby, peel me this orange.
Am I in this photo?
Did you just peel me this orange?
No.
Oh. Having a difficult time with this orange. And
if you really need help with an orange,
would you help me if I did?
If you really needed help, I would help you.
I felt like that meant that my wife loved me.
That's what you
kind
thought?
Of.
You thought that's what you thought?
Kind of. But
here's where you made the mistake. Raven and I very often have to ask our significant others to do ridiculous things on camera on demand, and they know immediately it's for the radio.
Yeah.
Now, did she peel the orange for you?
No, I brought the orange back in today.
Okay.
Just in case anybody wanted it. She said she would have, but I mean, this was after dinner time anyways. I didn't need an orange at that time. It felt wasteful.
If you asked her to do something mundane for you like that, do you believe that she would do that?
I mean, she would, but she would. There would be a hesitancy at the beginning. She'd be like, why?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. So, this audio quality is not the best, but I hid my camera.
Okay.
Because I wanted to get my husband Paul's true reaction to something like this. And I knew that if I had the phone anywhere near me, mm-hmm. he would know immediately what was up.
And then he'd be good Paul.
Right then. Exactly. He would just do whatever I said so that we could hurry up and get it over and go to bed. You know?
Can you come here for a second?
You hear that anger?
What? I'm busy.
That's the real Zap House, right?
Can you come here for a second? I just need help real quick. Do you know how to peel this? Can you do it for me, please? Can you just do this?
I can't do it.
Why?
Because I don't peel oranges.
What do you mean you don't peel oranges?
Now, hold on. I'm going to stop right there. He's arguing with me. I don't peel oranges, just being ridiculous.
Right. I won't.
But you know what this noise is?
What is that?
He went to go wash his hands.
So he could peel the orange for you.
Isn't that the sweetest thing in the whole entire world?
I wanted to hand the orange to my wife while she was decorating the Christmas tree, while she was putting the lights up and on the ladder, and see how that would go. But what are you going to do?
So he finishes peeling the thing. Doesn't ask any questions.
You made him.
Oh, yeah. I made him peel the entire thing as he was standing there. And at some point, he was like, but why aren't you doing this? And I mumbled that I didn't want to mess up my manicure, which is actually not true because my manicure is terrible right now.
It's already messed
up. But he
up.
Doesn't even know, right?
But.
Yeah.
Deliciousness.
Thank you.
Yep. And he handed it right back to me. First, he took a bite.
Yeah.
But then
I was going to say he ate some, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's shipping and handling.
So I don't know if it works or not, but I will say this. There's been plenty of nights where I'm like in bed and I realize I have no gas in my car and it's like 8:30. And I'll be like, can you go fill up my car with gas? And it's got to be the most annoying thing in the whole world to have to like put
for
on
sure.
your sneaker. And he'll do it. So I do believe there's something too. If you ask to do the mundane things, would they still do it for you? I think that's true.
So we're still married today.
Yeah, I guess both of us. Yeah.
Wow. Good.
Yep. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. I'm warning you, when I heard this last night breaking, you'll see. Okay. Yeah.
A Greenwich woman is suing a popular salad chain claiming part of a human finger was found in her food. According to the lawsuit, Allison Cozy realized it was flesh after chewing it.
Stop. Mm. Stop it. I can't.
It's kind of gross.
No. I heard this while I was eating a chopped salad that I had just picked up from like a place down the street that makes a chopped salad.
You know, what makes this worse right now is that whether you've seen something in your salad or you've just chewed something and been like, that didn't feel right or taste right, and swallowed it and then afterthought to yourself, well, it's already in there.
Thought it was a chickpea. It just had a little bit too much give to it. You know what I mean?
It's too much chick on it. Yep.
Raven, you're going to hear this story all day today because it's just starting to break. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, the most disgusting thing you found in your food. I can't stand when we talk about this, but it happens. Raven, you're first.
I mean, I would have to say, like, I mean, we've all seen a bug or something in a salad by accident. So for me, again, the most jarring thing that I might chew on or swallow is something that I haven't identified, right? Something that goes through there, and then you think of every terrible image that you've seen online. You're like, it was a fried mouse! No, probably wasn't. It was probably just, you know, a pile of kettle chips that came together in one clump, and then you ate it. Or a tooth. You know, you don't know if you swallowed your molar.
John.
I went to a restaurant one time and I got served a chicken sandwich, and this chicken sandwich was served to me medium rare to rare. And I bit into it. And like I said, it had some give, and I'm like, what's going on there? And I pull it back, and it's like, it was pink on the inside. It was medium rare chicken.
Gross.
I had a salad one time that the salmon was raw inside. It's jarring. And then I couldn't have salmon for like a year. It took a long time.
But you could eat raw salmon.
I was going to say.
Raw chicken.
Immediately you're like,
dangerous.
I'm going to die. Immediately.
Yeah. One time I went to a coffee shop, and they were doing construction on the place. And I got my coffee, and as I was drinking it, I'm like 3/4 of the way through this thing. I'm like, specks keep going like into my mouth when I'm drinking it. And I'm like, what is it? Like, I just assumed it was like the flavor, or like they put like a sugar in it.
A little gritty.
No, it was drywall.
Nice.
Just drywall in the coffee that I've just been drinking for like the past like hour and a half. I'm like, this can't be healthy, right? Do I call someone?
I mean, if you're renovating your house, you've done that anyways.
Yeah.
You've ingested it.
Picture it. Nice restaurant. Got a glass of Cabernet on the table. Right, I just finished my bread, had a little salad. Here comes my veal marsala. I lift up the veal marsala. I cut a piece. And there's a Band-Aid underneath.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the worst. You never want to see that.
No.
You never want to see that. Don't be at a barbecue, by the way, and swig somebody else's beer because there could be a cigarette butt.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Done that.
Oh. Is sending holiday cards to your family and friends over?
Oh, sad day.
Should that be a tradition that goes away? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's been a heck of a year at my house. Joining us is my daughter, Hayden. Hayden, how did you feel about our Christmas cards this year?
They were okay. We've had better years. I didn't like the back because the pictures were too small.
Hayden was very disappointed when she opened them up and she said, "These are terrible," were the exact words that she said.
Can I see it?
I mean, I can bring one to you. I'm not sending you one because you know why.
I mean, I know. We've covered it over and over and over again. How I'm a failure as a friend or even a member of society because I don't send a Christmas card.
Correct. Yeah. Hayden, do you feel like this is the worst Christmas card we've ever sent out to people?
I think it's one of the worst.
Yeah.
Wow. If you had to pick another one that was equally as bad, which one would it be?
Well, I think that the one where mom and dad were pilgrims and I was a turkey.
Yeah.
That one was a good one, but I just didn't like it because I didn't want to be a turkey.
Yeah, who wants to be marginalized?
She was dressed as a full turkey costume.
Right, that's right. Not very flattering. Right, as you get older, it doesn't age well, right?
Every time I look at it, it brings me the most joy.
So wrong.
Hayden, how did you feel when I also printed the wrong return address? Oh, you had to use black Sharpie to correct all the addresses on the 100 cards we sent out.
Wow.
Not very happy with you, Mom.
Ugh, I know. Sorry about that, Princess. You know, Raven, this past year we moved. And, like, I don't know if it's just me. Mm. Like, I can't catch up. Like, I can't keep up with all the activities and the things going on. I feel like I'm running rampant. I never sent out change the address forms. We moved,
sure.
You know? So I never sent out, like, the mailers that you're supposed to send to people to let them know you moved. So I was panicked that I had to hurry up and get cards in the mail so people would know our new address. Turns out when I go to pull up my labels address,
yeah,
the entire Word document deleted. I couldn't find it anywhere. They updated, and because I didn't update, I don't know what happened. So I had to restart my label list from scratch.
Yeah.
And now I didn't have a plan of what to do for cars. I always try to do something funny and it involves costumes and craziness.
Last year it was Run DMC.
It was great last year.
One time you're in the manger. Right.
This year I used AI. And just took one family photo that I had from us from this past summer.
Oh,
just,
my gosh. Wait a minute. You only sourced one photo for the AI?
And I just put us in different places. That's the entire card. It's just us AI in different places. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever sent out. And as I'm doing it, I'm stressed. It's expensive.
Yeah.
I have to recreate an address. And now I have to text all these people to let them know that I moved and I need their address. And I'm thinking, nobody even does these anymore.
I'm thinking there's very much the feeling that everybody is burnt out and behind this year. But sometimes when we give ourselves a break on that, it only, compounds, it snowballs, right? So, I mean, this could be the beginning of the end for these things.
Well, I'm wondering, because I know a lot of my friends that used to send Christmas cards don't do it anymore. They don't send the holiday cards or the New Year's announcements or whatever they do. I used to love getting the newsletters. I don't get any newsletters anymore.
I couldn't stand the newsletters.
Oh, I love the newsletters.
Just to be clear.
What do you think? We're going to do 5 calls says it all. Is it time to end sending the holiday cards? 1-800-330-9999. I mailed it in this year, big time mailed it in. I always send out really nice Christmas cards. They're funny. They involve costumes and places and nonsense.
They're original every single time. That's the thing that I will really say about the cards.
Not this year. This year, I mailed it in you would not believe I mailed it in. I used AI. I found one photo of my family that I liked from the summer, and I just put us in different places around the world and sent it in a card.
It's kind of the new version of mailing it in. It's just going to AI.
Yep.
And then going, look, it's AI.
Oh, gosh.
Because for a second, saying it was AI was fresh enough, right?
And I'm wondering, is it over? Is it over to send these Christmas cards, the labels, how expensive they are? I had to recreate my entire list this year because for some reason I lost my document. I don't even know how it happened. 5 calls says it all. Do you keep the cards or get rid of them? 1-800-330-9999. Lisa, are they done?
Absolutely. I've been done with them for years.
See?
They're just too expensive.
They do
and
cost
think about
a lot of money.
What do you do with those cards when you receive them? I throw them out.
So I put them in a basket next to the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And then, like, a couple days after Christmas when I take down my tree, then I toss them.
Yeah. Usually that's what I do, too. They go into some sort of holding pen. They go up on, not the mantle, but there's an area in between my kitchen and, like, you know, living space or whatever. It's all open where there's a countertop. Well, they'll go on there for a few days. And then after that, then they go into the bin. I've got a Santa mailbox. And then they go in the trash.
Yeah, but Raven doesn't send any, so he's not allowed to get any more. You could take him off your list.
Carly, what do you think? Five calls is it all? Christmas cards dead? Too old-fashioned? What?
No, I am all about Christmas cards, and it stresses me out to no end. But I'm 31, and my mom has done Christmas cards every year, and we now have a book of all of our Christmas cards, and it's great to look back at it. So even though it's a stressful process, it's something I'm not going to give up on. And my kids will end up having one of those books with all their Christmas cards in it.
Yeah. See,
that's like a burden, though, for your children.
No, but what if they like,
beautiful,
they love
though. It? Is
I
beautiful.
Feel like if my kids look back at ours, they're going to get a good laugh.
Well, I mean, what if there's a flood and you lose that book? Now you're going to live with that. No. Mom's looking down on us. We're just, you know, oh my gosh.
That's not good mentality.
I'm just saying.
All right.
It's a lot of pressure.
Michelle, Five Calls says it all. What do you think? Get rid of Christmas cards or keep them?
Absolutely get rid of them.
See,
what is the thing that makes you feeling so strong on it? It's the work that goes into doing it. What is the misuse of stickiness behind the stamps? What?
Honestly, I don't talk to half the people they get mailed out to all year. Mm. So why bother?
The heck with you.
Yeah,
absolutely. So I say get rid of them.
All right, Liz. Five Calls says it all. Christmas cards over or keep them?
We're keeping them. But we're saying goodbye to thank you cards for sure.
I just sent out thank you cards, too. You know what I did? I had my daughter's birthday party. I put the thank you cards inside the Christmas cards.
That's a double.
Terrible.
Right. It does seem a little bit like cheating. Right.
Jantina, you are the tiebreaker today. Over the Christmas cards, get rid of them or keep them?
I'm all about keeping them. Oh, and here's why.
Mm-hmm.
If you could put 100 of those people in a room, all of those 100 Christmas cards that you sent out, and if you could see the smile on their face when they open your funny or thoughtful or caring card, I think you would change your mind about all the hassle that it is to send out a card. And you're right, they're expensive. It's a pain in the butt. But if you could imagine that smile on everyone's face, I think you would be a totally different opinion about it.
It's so nice that Mrs. Claus called.
It was so.
Did you send Christmas cards this year?
Working on them now, yes. Oh. I have an 8 and a 10-year-old, so we always look forward to getting and sending our cards.
Oh, well, good luck.
Yeah,
happy
thank
holidays.
You, Jantina. I'm going to keep them. Because she's right. Like, people always say they love the cards.
What couple?
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Stephanie and Josh. Stephanie, how long have you guys been dating?
We've been dating for 6 months now.
Now, this is, I guess, tricky is the word I'll use. Do you want to explain what's going on?
Yeah. So I recently found out that I was the other woman, and I think it's up to Josh to be honest with his ex about what happened, why they broke up. I think she deserves at least that.
In your email, it says that you guys have been dating 6 months?
Yes.
He was dating somebody when he met you. You've just found this out now, and you want him to be more thorough in his explanation to the ex as to why he broke it off.
Yes, yes. As the other woman, I feel like women need to have closure, and he should be honest with her. I think that's what's right.
Josh, what's your side of this?
I'm not sure why it matters, why she needs to know. Like, I don't really think that is important. Who cares? The less she knows, the less hurt she's going to be.
Were you engaged or anything like that? You're just dating this other person.
No, but I mean, she was my partner. I mean, we were together. We were a couple, you know.
Sure.
We weren't just casually dating. It was serious, but I did meet Stephanie. I did realize that I had feelings for her that were more serious, and I made the move.
So you broke up with her anyway. It's not like you ghosted or disappeared or whatever.
Yeah, no. We absolutely broke up. I broke up with her. I just didn't say, like, hey, I'm breaking up with you because
I like somebody else. Right. Hey, and were you living together?
Oh, yeah.
When you broke up with your ex, were you already in a physical relationship with Stephanie? Like, you were cheating on your girlfriend at the time. Or did you just meet Stephanie and you liked her?
No, I did cheat on my girlfriend, which is why I knew I had to end it.
Stephanie, did you know that there was somebody else, that he was living with another woman?
I had no idea. I just found out all this just now.
Does that affect the way you feel about him now?
It definitely makes me feel a little sick about the situation because he wasn't upfront with me. He wasn't upfront with her. That's why I feel like he needs to set the record straight so that our conscience can be wiped clean.
I see.
To me, if this was all happening right now and this just took place in the last month or something like that, I think that I would agree with you, Stephanie. On the other hand, let's say your phone rings and it's somebody you've been broken up with for 6 to 7 months and they're just calling you up to tell you, oh, by the way, when I broke up with you, I was cheating on you. Yeah, I'm kind of hearing you, Josh. Like, I'd rather not know.
No, I'd want closure.
Yeah.
I 100% would want closure. If I was living with somebody and I thought this was going to be my forever partner, and one day he comes home and says, listen, it's not working out, I'm moving out, and I don't know what happened, that bothers me for the rest of my life. I'd rather have that phone call to say I had met somebody else and I just feel like I need to tell you the truth and move on with my life.
You know,
because that closes that door.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. If it's that serious of a situation, you did call her your partner, which means that she was probably in at least as much as you. Probably more so, given the fact that you were the one stepping out. So I guess that does make some sense. Gosh.
And imagine, like, she's holding on to, like, well, maybe he'll come back. Maybe we'll get back together. Maybe this was a mistake. And then you find out, like, no, he cheated on me. Like, you know, no offense, Josh, but offense. Like, peace out. I never want to see you again.
Yeah, so you have no idea what her current status is. It's not like you see her and she's dating somebody and having a great time.
No, I have no idea.
Okay. All right, so what do you think? Should Josh tell his ex that the reason why he left her was because he was in a new relationship?
1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, it's Anna and Raven.
Scandalous.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, it happened a while back. Okay.
Stephanie and Josh, they've been dating for about 6 months now. Stephanie just found out that when she started dating Josh, he was in a committed relationship. And that Josh broke up with his ex-girlfriend, to be with her. Mm-hmm. Stephanie feels very passionately that it's only right for Josh to let his ex know that that was the reason why they broke up. Because he basically ghosted the ex. That wasn't a real relationship.
Hold on.
I feel for this woman.
That's fine. You never met the woman. First off, you have no idea what she's doing in your life right now. And let's just define these things. He did not ghost his ex. Mm. He broke up with his ex. They were living together. They were not engaged. It was a real relationship. But he said, this is not working for me. This is over. Now, Stephanie wants Josh to go back to that ex and say, by the way, the reason it was not working for me that it was over was because I met this other woman and cheated on you, in fact.
Just imagine that one day, everything is fine. You go to work, you come home, you know, to your boyfriend, you guys been dating for years, you're waiting for that ring, and out of nowhere, he dumps you. And now, it's like months later, wouldn't you want to know it's because he met somebody else so that you can let that part of your life go?
I mean, how do you know everything was fine? They could have been fighting every day.
I don't know. Whose side are you on? What do you think? Should he come clean to his ex or let it go? 1-800-330-9999. Tanyelle.
I'm on her side. I agree with the fact that she feels like the ex may need closure. Also, it's also a trust factor, you know. It probably raised some awareness with her trust that she has in him. Mm-hmm. So him giving her that closure also lets her know that she can take him seriously and that he's trustworthy in the future.
And he takes her feelings into account on this regard.
Yeah,
you know what?
Point.
I mean, I hadn't considered that. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
It's interesting.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court. If you were in a committed relationship and your significant other broke up with you, would you want to know it was because he cheated? Or would you never want to know that information? Stephanie and Josh have been dating for 6 months. Stephanie just found out that she was the other woman. That her boyfriend, Josh, was dating a woman for a long time and lived with her when they met. And Stephanie's like, you got to tell her why you broke up. You got to tell her it's because, you know, you met me and you decided to go with me. And Josh disagrees.
Yeah, I'm really twisting in the wind on this one here because I feel like, you know, on the one hand, you know, she's got some points, obviously, right? And if somebody is holding out thinking to themselves, I thought that was the person. I thought I was going to be with them forever and they don't understand why it ended. Well, that's a big thing, right? And it's traumatic for you when you're trying to move ahead, and she deserves the right to move ahead. On the other hand, like, I mean, it seems like we're going back on other people's feelings to dish out more damage possibly here. And that's Josh's point. He's like, why would I call her and tell her? We got involved. I met you. I knew I liked you. That's when I ended it.
I would want to know if I was the ex. I understand where Stephanie's coming from. She's in a weird position because she didn't know. I don't know. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Should he come clean to the ex about why they broke up? Don, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side because you know what? He needs to turn the tables. How would he like it if it was done to him?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Listen, if he found out after that was the case, certainly it would change his feelings.
I think he'd be pretty pissed off
or hurt.
I got her side.
It's certainly going to change your view of what transpired.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
If you've ever been cheated on, you know what that feels like. And it's good to know that. You want to know that so you can let that person out of your mind. They no longer take real estate in your head.
Claudia, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I am on the woman's side. It is very important for him to come clean so that she can trust him in this new relationship. And that woman deserves, the least she deserves is an explanation.
Imani, what do you think?
I think women are emotional creatures, and he's going to tell her now that he broke up with her because of another woman. It's going to make her feel like she wasn't good enough. I feel like to just let it be.
Also, a good point. On the other hand, if somebody broke up with you and you're still pining for them a bit, and then you hear that they cheated, you're like, oh, yeah. I'm going out tonight.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing.
I feel like she already like settled it.
Probably she's already
over. It's been 6 to 7 months. I wouldn't want to know that you left me for someone else.
I
wouldn't want to know.
I think I would.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Stephanie, our audience agreed with you. Josh, you have to, it's just morally right. Tell her the truth. You know, if Stephanie is accepting you and the situation, move on together. The least you can do is make it right with your ex.
You know, I'm glad that they sided with me because, Josh, I've told you all about my friend Colleen who had that bad breakup. She was, like, heartbroken for over a year. So, yeah, 6 months does seem like a long time. But for women, like, we're emotional creatures and we hold on to stuff like that. And so the truth is always the best.
Oh, well, good luck with all of that, Josh. This is going to be a lot of fun.
That's the worst phone call you ever made.
It's
going
to be like a very, very messy day.
Oh, you should have been honest from the beginning. I'm sorry.
I have made a mess of things before in my life. I'm just going to put it out there. So I forgive you, Josh. But good luck this afternoon.
Thanks, man.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The cash jackpot today is $1,400, powered by Cricket. Switch to Cricket today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. After all, you've been good this year, and they think you really, really deserve it. Smile, you're on Cricket. Connie, you ready to play?
Yes.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
There's some complicated questions here. You got a good shot at this. Raven is walking out.
Okay.
That door is going to close. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in. Same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Number one, Robert De Niro says that his Gotham Awards speech was heavily censored due to his political comments. Gotham City is a fictional city that appears in what DC comic, TV shows, and film franchise?
Batman.
Number two, Disney fans were surprised to see what alternative 90s band led by Billy Corgan performing at the Magical Holiday Celebration and singing in front of Disney's Magic Castle?
That would be Smashing Pumpkins.
Number three, Cher says that she would do anything to be 70 years old again. She's 77. In her hit song, If I Could Turn Back Time, finish the opening lyrics. If I could turn back time, if I could find a way.
I don't know. Sorry.
That's okay. Number four, reality star British Williams will serve 4 years in prison for financial fraud crimes. She was on what American reality TV show that aired on VH1?
One of the housewives.
And number five, the Hogwarts Express will be closed down at Universal Orlando to undergo refurbishment. Harry Potter fans are not happy about it. Harry Potter had a pet named Hedwig. What kind of animal was it?
Beagle?
Let me bring Raven back in. Come on. It's going low.
Yo.
Let's see. We only got two right for Connie.
Not great. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Robert De Niro says his Gotham's award speech was heavily censored due to his political comments. Okay. Gotham City is a fictional city that appears in what DC comic, TV show, and film franchise?
It's got to be in Batman.
Batman is correct. Number two, Disney fans were surprised to see what alternative 90s band led by Billy Corgan performing at the Magical Holiday Celebration and singing in front of Disney's Magic Castle.
I heard this. It was the Pumpkins, right? Which is a little bit weird, although they do have that really good One Christmas song.
Yeah, I thought it was strange, too, to see Billy Corgan in front of there and doing Disney stuff. But I guess, like, everybody crosses over to Disney at this point.
You're aware of Disney.
Cher says that she would do anything to be 70 years old again. She's 77. In her hit song, If I Could Turn Back Time, finish the opening lyrics. If I could turn back time, if I could find a way.
I'd take back all those words that have hurt you.
Unfortunately, you added one extra word.
Oh, what?
Yeah, you said, I take back all those words. It's, I take back those words.
Oh, what?
Number four, reality star British Williams will serve 4 years in prison for financial fraud crimes. She was on what American reality TV show that aired on VH1?
It's,
Give me an answer.
Gosh, I don't know.
Basketball Wives. And number five, the Hogwarts Express will be closed down at Universal Orlando to undergo refurbishment, and Harry Potter fans aren't happy about it. Harry Potter had a pet named Hedwig. What kind of animal was it?
Rabbit?
No, it was an owl.
Okay.
You guys tied at two today.
Wow.
That is so disappointing in so many ways.
Oh, my gosh. I was all spun out there on the Cher thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought for certain I have that tattooed on my thigh.
You don't. A lie.
Okay.
What if you did though? What if right now you're like, look, Anna, look at this. Next.
No. You know what it was? I didn't do it in enough of my Cher voice.
You want to do it again? Go.
Take back those words that hurt you. You'd stay.
All right, that's better. I'm sorry, Connie. You guys tied at a sad two today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven T-shirt.
Thank you.
It also helps if I dance when I do the voice too. $1,500 tomorrow, Anna.